Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, the first of several great summertime sales from Superior Livestock's coming up on the 14th and 15th of June. It'll be their Corn Belt Classic 19, originating out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 72,500 head of cattle will be offered, including 12,350 yearling steers, 10,500 yearling heifers, 12,700 weaned calves, and 34,000 calves on cows. Now, the sale will be starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, a little later than some of the other auctions that we normally have on Superior, 9 a.m. Central Time on June 14th and Thursday, June 15th. If you want more information about exactly when the various lots will be selling both days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The cattle futures market finished 50 to 95 higher on the feeder cattle, and then anywhere from about 20 lower to 50 lower on the live cattle. August feeders up 22 at 154.17. Their high today was about 82 cents higher at 155 even. Really an uneventful day for the feeder cattle and live cattle futures. June live cattle, surprising a lot of folks because the cash trade is such a premium to where the June live cattle are. They're going to settle out at 131.25, where it looks like we might get some 138 cash trade today. A big premium given it's June 9th. We have not seen any deliveries up to this point. There's some action of people buying the June live cattle wanting delivery, and since it's such a discount to where the cash is, that could cause a rally here later on. A lot of people surprised, of course, with that. Box beef still showing some pretty good prices here. Slightly higher at midday. Choice was up 38 cents at 250.77. Select up a penny at 220.02. That's about a $61 rally per hundred on the choice box beef from back in the fall. So a lot of good demand here. People are willing to pay up. Also, that choice select spread at $30.75 is extremely wide.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market finished the day higher for corn, higher for soybeans, and then both wheat in Kansas City and Chicago were a little bit lower. This morning, mid-morning, we had the 11 a.m. USDA monthly report, which brought a little bit of interesting trade here. If you look at the different parts of the report, wheat was kind of surprising people to the upside. The winter wheat production was a little bit bigger than what we thought. It was 743 million bushels, where we're only looking for 730, or last month it was 737. We were only looking for 731. So a lot of people thinking that the snowfall and then that late freeze was devastating, but according to the USDA, it was actually larger than expected. Same thing on all wheat. All wheat was 1.824 billion bushels, where last month they were 1.82. So a little bit bearish there on the production numbers out of the wheat. If you look at just the ending stocks, though, for the rest of them, corn a little bit bigger than expected. Soybeans about 17 million bushels larger than expected, all due to, this is all on the old crop corn. If you look at the new crop ending stocks for 17-18, wheat was 924 million bushels. We were only looking for 911, so bearish there. Corn 2.11, only looking for 2.08, a little bearish there. And then soybeans 10 million bushels larger at 495 million bushels. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.